Helping Hand. Each Friday afternoon, we try to put the spotlight on an organization or event in the community that offers assistance to the disabled and to other folks who are in need. Aloha, I'm Dave Lawrence, and this week, learning about something that's happening on November 13th, National Philanthropy Day. There are awards that are given out to those who have accomplished a lot through the spirit of giving back. One of the award recipients joins us today, Polly Ka'ahi, Vice President at the Hawaii Food Bank. She's going to be receiving the Outstanding Professional Fundraiser Award presented at the AFP Aloha Chapters National Philanthropy Day Conference. That's the Association of Fundraising Professionals Aloha Chapter. And joining us here, Sanai Tokumura, President of Solid Concepts and a board member from the AFP Aloha Chapter. Hello and welcome, Polly and Sanai. Thank you very much for coming to HPR today.
Hey, Dave. Thank you very much for having us.
The food bank, it's a name you hear a lot. How serious is the issue of hunger here in the Aloha State?
Well, that question alone gives me chicken skin because whether you know it or not, it's somebody you know that we're helping. One out of every five people in Hawaii need the support of Hawaii Food Bank. There's a big issue of shame that goes with it, so you may not know it, but it could be your parents. You're talking about over 40,000 keiki, 287,000 people in Hawaii. The food comes in from retailers in Hawaii, people that are doing food drives at their company or doing it over the holidays. 20% of what we're doing right now, we're actually having to purchase the food. Food costs more for the people that are donating, so that means they have less to give. The only way that the Hawaii Food Bank right now is able to keep up with the demand in our community is by purchasing that food.
It's not so much direct providing as providing to other providers.
Absolutely. The real angels or heroes in our fight against food insecurity in Hawaii is over 200 agencies that actually get the food from our warehouse and take it to their distribution points. They don't have big enough vehicles to take the food that's needed for 200, 300, and it's sometimes 400 people standing in line.
The maintenance of the trucks, the fuel for the trucks, even the drivers, all of that is paid for through those donations.
Absolutely. Well. Giving starts around Thanksgiving through December.
You get about a month.
You're right. And then we had to start taking initiatives to make another drive. And that's what our annual food drive is about. And then the letter carriers food drive, same thing, April and May. So we're filling up the shelves twice a year, but the rest of the time we're going pretty lean.
So Sanai, when Polly says they're running on a lean operation and they're making all this happen, I gotta believe that I guess it's making the most happen with the fewest resources.
We're so proud of Polly. She represents a very small group of professionals who call themselves professional fundraising executives. Mm. Many of them had their start with Association of Fundraising Professionals classes, seminars, and conferences where we offer fundamental information up to advanced information for our professionals.
Polly, how can people who are listening become part of that?
It can be as simple as sending an email to say, how do I get involved? Or calling me at 836-3600 extension 226. It's a can of food. It's a can of anything you have, or it's a dollar. It makes a difference in somebody's life. $1 for us can provide almost three meals. $10 provides 25 meals. So
that's fantastic.
You're not breaking the bank. We have a bankers coalition. We have a hotel coalition. We have a lawyers coalition. Anybody that wants to help in a big way and wants to organize the industry that they're in, big, big thanks.
It's a big deal when you don't have a roof over your head. And you got to show up and wait in a line, hundreds of people, to get some food. The picture that you paint is a stark one. How about volunteer side of it?
We have events to become involved with. We have daily warehouse operations where we're actually inspecting all of the food that comes in.
All of the organizations that our volunteers come from that allow them to serve on boards,
right,
and who step forward.
It's cool when people can stop and think, wow, our business maybe has a way we could help out. And you could reach out, 808-836-3600, extension 226 to reach you, Polly, and HawaiiFoodBank.org for the Association of Fundraising Professionals, AFPHawaii.org. November 13th is the event. Thank you very much, Polly Ka'ahi, Vice President, Hawaii Food Bank. And, of course, at HawaiiPublicRadio.org, we've got all your contact information, as well as Sanai Tokumura from Solid Concepts and board member with the AFP Aloha Chapter. I really appreciate what you guys do. Thank you very much for the time that you took to be here today and for helping all the folks out in need that you help.
Mahalo for helping us.
Thank you, Dave.